Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, loss. Weekend come, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, loss. And man, that was so, so difficult. But now I look back at it and I think that was just something that I needed to go through, because now I'm at the point of where I don't care if I lose.
This is The Profit Factor, a podcast where we explore topics around edge, process, and mindset to help traders become consistently profitable. All right. So welcome, everybody. Glad you guys are here. I'm here with John, also known as Twist. Is it Twist or Twist? It's hard for me to say it. Twists. Because you got
You said it right the first time. Yeah, that's the right pronunciation.
So just Twist, but it's not Twist plural.
No.
I love it. I love it. I want to ask about that because, it's always interesting to me where people kind of get their handles. And I'd love to know where that comes from. Like, is it something meaningful to you, or was it just something random that you fell into?
Okay, so not a lot of people know, but I used to be an ex online gamer.
Okay,
back in the day of Call of Duty, Ghost Recon, Thunder Island 2. Used to play on the game battles format, which was like a European and sort of world league stage for online gaming. And I used to get a little bit twisted, annoyed, that kind of thing. So the name kind of stuck there. Oh, here's John getting twisted again. So like the name kind of stuck, and I've carried with it ever since. I still game, but not to the degree that I used to. I use it more for pleasure now, as opposed to the competitive side of what it was back in 2001. So we're talking a good few years ago, but we were good. Like, we were number one in Europe for Ghost Recon at the time, and we were unbeatable. And at that time, when I was that age, I thought it was a pretty cool thing. But when I look back at it now, I just think, what a dick. I've lost relationships, wouldn't do anything other than practice. So it kind of becomes a little bit consuming, a little bit like trading is to a degree, because one of my main personality traits is I'm full in, all in or nothing. And I give myself everything to what I'm doing. Yeah. And it can be a blessing sometimes, but it can also be a curse. So I've learned to deal with it in a more healthier way. Let's put it that way, as opposed to how it used to be, where it was sort of self-consuming. But the thing with me is, like, if I've got something in my head, I have to do it and I have to complete it, and I can't focus on anything else until I've done that. To give you an example, back in 2021, I just woke up one day and I was like, right, I want to get my motorbike license. I don't want to ride a little shitty bike. I want to get the best license that gives me authority on the UK roads to ride the biggest, baddest bike. I don't know why I came to that conclusion one day, but because I got it in my head, it was like, right, I've got to do this now. I've got to go through the motions. And I did. And I did everything. I started in October and I passed in December. And I did everything that I needed to do. But yeah, that's just unfortunately one of my personality traits. And like I said, sometimes it can be a blessing, sometimes it can be a curse. So
is it like, do you get you said you get all twisted up, like that's kind of where your name came from. Like, is that was that just with the gaming stuff, or is that with everything? Because you're so intensely focused on, I got to get this done.
Yes.
And then if like the outcomes aren't coming along, then it becomes problematic.
Yeah, 100%. It's been something that I kind of knew was there, but never realized or never saw it as an issue before. And it was never anything that sort of hindered with my personal life to a degree that was sort of, at the forefront of my mind. Maybe subconsciously it was in the back of my mind, but it was never something that I thought I needed to work on, right? So I just got on with it. And it was almost like a case of, when people were pointing it out to me, it was, in my mind, I'm thinking, no, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. You're wrong for thinking that about me. And it was I was very stubborn and very, let's just say we have a UK saying called cocksure, which means, you know, very full of myself,
yeah,
very confident, you know, I wouldn't admit when I was wrong kind of mentality. And, you know, for me, if someone says, John, you're too obsessive with something, I'd ignore it and it'd be, no, you know, you're incorrect. I'm doing what I want to do because this is my life, and to hell with what anyone else thinks. And, you know, as time moves on and as you get older and as you go through stages in life, you begin to realize that sometimes that can be quite selfish. But yeah, I mean, my psychology and mindset has improved a hell of a lot since starting trading as well, because even though I kind of curbed that sort of personality to a degree, there were still traits of that coming through when I started to trade, because I knew that it would be difficult, but I just didn't realize how hard it was going to be. And I think there was a little bit of arrogance there to say that, you know, within maybe, you know, 6 months that I'd be doing what a professional trader would take sort of 5 to 6 years. It was very, very naive of me to think that. But, you know, especially when, like, you know, you go back to I've only been trading 15, 16 months. I only started in the academy when it opened in January of last year. And prior to that, I'd never opened TradingView in my life. I'd never even, you know, set foot on that sort of platform before and into the world of trading. Like, I saw it on Instagram, you know, when I was on social media, of, you know, the young lads flashing the watches, their and the Lambos. Yeah. And
they're rented Lamborghinis.
Exactly. And I could never relate to that. I could never get my head around that. And I always used to sort of think the worst about stuff like that. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not true. You know, I'm sure there are some very young, great traders who are genuine within the world, but it was nothing that sort of enticed me to want to get involved in that. I was quite happy doing what I was doing at the time. So yeah, like I'd never stepped foot on the charts prior to joining M7's Academy. So yeah, I mean, there was an element of coming into it with a little bit of arrogance as well. And then, you know, within sort of 3 or 4 months, really knowing that I had to change not only my goals and what and my aspirations for the year were, but also I had to really hone in on changing my psychology, because it wasn't anywhere near where I needed it to be at the time. So that was something that I really, really needed to work on.
Yeah. So just really quick, our audience, the people that are going to listen to this and watch this either now or later, are, we have a mix. So we've got some people here that are from M7's Academy that will listen in. We've got people here from the Market Flow Trader community. That's a community where I'm a coach and I coach there. And then we have people that are just been following me on this channel for a number of years. And so I'm going to do my best to kind of, like, for everybody listening, I'm going to do my best to kind of clarify, like, when we start talking about, like, especially the Academy stuff, because it's stuff that I don't talk a lot about on the channel. Yeah. Probably should talk more about it. So I know we're going to dive into that. So that's more for everybody else listening. Like, we're going to get into some of the stuff. I do want to ask, I do want to make an observation about you. Like, one of the reasons I was really excited to kind of talk to you is because you've been running these student stages in the Academy for the past almost a year. Like, I remember when I think you started them, right? Like, I think.
Yeah, it was about 6 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 6 months ago or so. I've been in since March, by the way. So last March.
Okay. So relatively same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that couple month head start, which might make all the difference. I don't know. But the reason I want to call this out is because it's clear you have done a lot of work on yourself, because you come across, like, I'm like, Twist is like, he's one of the, you're like one of the most intimidating looking guys. Like, you look at your picture here, right? But you've got to be one of the nicest, you know, most generous, helpful. You know, it comes across the way that you interact with other people and the way that you participate in the community. I just want to say that, like,
thank you.
Very clear. You've done work. If that's how you describe yourself before, you know,
I think it comes from knowing where I started and knowing the struggles and how difficult it was at the beginning. And just knowing that there will be other people out there within the Academy that will be going through that same process.
Yeah.
So I kind of think, you know, if I can help someone to either not go through those same struggles that I did by pointing them in the right direction, then that's a good thing, because ultimately within the academy, it's a very unique sense of community within the Discord channel, because I've been part of social media, I've been part of the trading circle now for 16 months. And the only thing I can reference is you know, other trading channels. But this seems to be one of those communities where I would say 99.9% of people that are in it all want everybody to succeed. Yeah. And for me, I have to understand that I've come from nothing and I owe everything to the trading side of things, to M7. And the way that he conducts himself and the way that he has dedicated the last 16 months to people to try and better their lives through trading. So that spills out onto me, because I just think, well, I can give that back, because that's all part of the quantum mindset, is not only doing it for yourself, but doing it for others and changing other people's lives, which is something that, you know, has always resonated with me anyway. You know, I joined the police in 2000 because I wanted to help people. And a lot of times people will criticize the UK police, and I get why, and I totally understand it. But my intentions for joining were genuine, because I really wanted to help people, and I wanted to be on an area that was, that would make an impact. So, you know, I tried my hardest and I worked up towards working on first response. So it's always been something that I've always sort of had in me to want to do. But this now just gives you a great platform to do that. You know, I have to give my thanks to M7, because it's his mantra in the way that he conducts himself and how he expects the community to be with others. It's not about, oh, I found this, I'm not telling you what to do kind of thing. There is a little bit of that, but it's not from a bad intentional point of view. It's because we don't want, you know, if I find something, but I think it's not potentially the right time to delve into it within the academy, because it will contradict what M7's trying to teach, then that's when I'll hold something back. But it's not because I don't want other people to know what it is I'm doing. It's just, it has to be done at the right time. But ultimately, yeah, I try my best to always, if someone tags me, DMs I'm pretty crap with, because Discord's a bit weird. I get a lot of spam stuff going into there. Yeah. And then trying to answer the questions, trying to, you know, trade at the same time, trying to do the stages and backtest. It comes a little bit overwhelming. And I have to, you know, as much as I do like helping people, I have to recognize that this is still my journey. And if it affects me in the way that is negative, then I need to just rein it like, you know, back a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's maybe sometimes when, you know, I don't respond to some, but yeah, ultimately, you know, that's the core, one of the core principles within the academy is helping people. And that's, you know, that's got to be a good thing, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether I trade the same as somebody else. We're not competing against each other. And that's what I could never understand with some of the things that you see on Twitter spaces. And this is no disrespect to a certain community, but, and I'm not going to mention the name because it's kind of pointless, but there is a certain community that has this aura about them that if you don't trade our way, then you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do it this way, then you're a shit trader. Why are you doing it that way? This is the only way that works. And I can never get that, because, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're trading support and resistance, whether you're trading Bollinger Bands, whether you're trading stars aligning with the fucking planets. If it makes you profitable and it puts you in a better life for you and your family, and you're not an asshole, what does it matter? Like, I don't care what anybody else trades. It really doesn't matter to me. Like, I trade data and that's what I do and I love it. You know, if someone else trades support and resistance, great. I'm all for it. I'm really not bothered what people do. But I can never understand that mentality of, you know, this is what we do and, you know, you're an outcast if you don't do it that way. So, you know, I'm quite open to helping anybody who asks that, you know, within the academy or outside the academy, what it is we do, with an open view to listening to me, you know, all day long. You know, at the end of the day, you can never stop learning. And, you know, just because I trade data, it definitely doesn't mean that if somebody comes along with another concept that I understand that can work alongside what I'm doing, then again, I'm always open-minded to it. But yeah, this rivalry within trading is just really peculiar, because it's almost like, it's like, you know, when you're rivaling against another business, like I could understand that. Like, you know, if I was opening a business for something and I was asking somebody else and it was rivaling them and I could potentially take their sales, and I could understand why they would keep information back. But within the trading space, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, if you're telling me you want to take a short because, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I take the same one, it doesn't impact you. We both benefit from it. So, you know, that's how I see this experience and why helping people is always going to be, you know, at the forefront of this community. So, yeah.
I think we're battling a lot of, you know, a lot of misconceptions about, you know, the market and the trading community and all kinds of stuff there, right? Like, you have this idea of, well, it's a zero sum game. And if you're winning, somebody else is losing and failing. And that doesn't make me feel good about anything I do in the market, right? Either way. And I don't think that's a very accurate or valid way to be thinking. No. And so you get that aspect of competitiveness, and then you get this idea of, well, everybody's also a scammer. So going back to your point about, you know, the M7 Academy and the community being so generous and helpful, I have that too with the Market Flow Trader. I'm in two communities and that's it. And it's these two communities. And it's partly because I love them. I love the generosity that flows in these communities. And you don't get that everywhere. But I also think that there's way more traders out there willing to help and be helpful than we give this market credit for, because the scammers that are out there, the guys that are, you know, the real loud guys that, you know, the whole do it my way, you know, there's only one way to skin this cat. You know, they're just so loud. And so you think that that's what the market's like. So I think there's some misconceptions too, that feed into some of that as well.
Yeah. 100%. And unfortunately social media will always cloud.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the good people amongst the communities. And sometimes people won't voice their opinions with fear of doing so. And with fear of someone, you know, having a negative reply on something that they're doing. And it's a shame really, but you know, stuff like that's never bothered me. So, you know, I'm quite fortunate that I've got thick skin. So like, I'm really not bothered. You know, I'll always put out what I feel is good content and what I feel will help others. And I'll always reply to people and try and help in a positive way. And, you know, if they benefit from it, great. And, you know, that's how I'll still continue to do it up until, you know, I no longer trade or whatever, you know, else life throws at you. You know, you never know what's around the corner. So,
yeah. So I have a question about, it's related to the community thing. Mm. And so I know from being in the community, watching you, you've done work with a smaller group of traders.
Yeah.
Like, you've done some collaborative work, and you don't have to go into the details about what you guys found, but I want to talk about that process, because it's something that I encourage a lot of the guys that I work with. You work with each other. So what has working with others and doing that collaboration with smaller group, what has that meant for you and your trading and your development? Like, how did that get started? Like, what do you have to say about that aspect, that topic?
I think it's important to get the right group, because I've been part of small groups before and they don't work. Mainly because, you know, the mix of people that are in there, you have to get the right mix of people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately now, you know, maybe 10 months, 11 months into it, I found the right group of people who all have the same direction, who all trade the same way, who all have the same vision, who are all aligned with M7's teachings. And that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes when you can get in a group where the dynamics are, let's say, in different directions, mm-hmm. it can become very confusing. It can become troublesome, and it can take you away from actual goals of what we're set here to do. Like, I was in a group right at the beginning who were more interested in bot trading and creating a automatic DR trading bot, rather than back testing and doing it the correct way. And, you know, whatever, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's cool. And I don't have a problem with it, because, you know, like I said before, I don't have problems with how people want to trade. If bot trading is how they want to do it and they can automate it in a way that's profitable for them, then kudos to them. That's cool. I'm all down for that. But it didn't align with what I was there for within the academy, and I felt I was getting sidetracked away. So yeah. I think it's important to get the right dynamics of people. And the group that I have, we have strict rules, and the rules are you show up in the morning, and if you don't show up and you've not got a reason, there's a warning. And if you don't show up the second time, you're out the group. It's as simple as that. And it's funny really, because we didn't really have to put that rule in for the people that are in, because we're all aligned in the same way. It's quite beautiful really.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm fortunate that I'm in the UK, but we have what we call the roll call at 5 a.m. So it's 5 a.m. New York time. So I'm thinking, listen, if two of the guys can get up at 5 a.m. I'm showing up for this, because it's 9, 10 o'clock in the UK. I've got no reason to not show up.
Yeah.
And it almost spurs you on to understand, you know, that people are sacrificing their time to come on to try and better your skill set and try and, you know, improve what you're doing on a daily basis. And so the dynamic of the group, I would say, is important. And I'm fortunate enough now to be in that dynamic where everybody puts in the work and we're all on the same page. And we start off with planning out the morning session, what we're expecting to happen. You know, if this happens, then what's plan B? And then expectations for the afternoon when New York opens in the morning, your time. And mapping out the day. So it's almost like we're walking the charts first. Mm-hmm. A little bit like you would imagine. I remember watching a documentary once on Tiger Woods, and he was talking about how he visualizes walking the golf course prior to actually playing the course. So the night before, he'll play the game in his head over and over again. So when he actually gets on the course, it's almost like you don't have to think, you just play. And that's kind of the way that we do it with this. It's kind of like we don't have to think. We know where the levels are going to be and what we want to see is high probability. If that happens, press the button and away you go. There's no thought process behind it. So it takes away that element of stress to have to try and plan. And if it doesn't happen and it doesn't work out in a way that we're expecting and it's not falling within a plan B, and we just don't trade it, it's just walk away from the charts. It's time to cut grass time. So it's been useful, because it's had a dynamic set of skills from people that are coders, people that are institutionally within the financial world. So they've got a lot of knowledge on that, to traders who have been trading for many, many years. So there's a lot of different dynamics within the group. So it works really well. So yeah, I'd encourage anyone to get within that small faction of people, because listen, the MSC chat that we have, which you're part of, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but it can be very noisy, and it can be
very much so.
Everyone's got their own ways of trading, and it might not necessarily fall in line with what you're trying to do. So it can become very confusing. And I think when you've got, you know, over 500, 600, 800 people in there, I don't know how many's in there, all trying to give you their opinions on what's going on, it's not the best. And I'm not trying to be negative by saying that, but you've got to really, you know, you've got to not be delusional with the fact that it's going to be difficult if you've got 800 voices all trying to talk to you and tell you, you know, what they think is right. So I think, you know, if you're going to get into a group that's small enough where you're all aligned in the same way, it's only going to be beneficial. And the other good thing as well is you can become accountable to someone. I think that's important as well, is to be accountable to people that are within the trading circle. Like, I can be accountable to my partner, but she doesn't trade, so she doesn't get it. And you know, she'll ask me at the end of the day, how do I get on? And you know, it doesn't really mean anything in terms of, you know, her answers. And that's not meant in a bad way, but you know, when you're accountable to people that are within the group and you've already planned out your trades, if you do something against that, it's almost like, John, what the fuck are you doing? You know better than that. Don't do it next time, you dick.
They call you out.
Exactly. And that's really good, because that's one thing that I can struggle with quite badly is overtrading to a point where if I do really well, I can become really cocky, and it's almost like I feel like Superman and I'm invincible. And I'm sure everybody's been through that stage of, you know, doing really well. And then it's almost like it's almost like the charts are coming out at you in 3D and you're seeing trades that are happening, but which necessarily aren't happening. And, you know, before you know it, you've taken three or four losses and you're like, shit, that's not cool. And then you try and keep going because, you know, you think you're able to take the winnings back, and it just doesn't work. So another good reason to be in a group is for that. But it's only good if you're giving them the right information. If you're lying and obviously not truthful, then it kind of doesn't serve a purpose. But, you know, I've accepted that this is what I want to do as a job. So it kind of doesn't make sense to lie. If I'm taking a trade that doesn't make sense and I didn't post it, like, it doesn't serve me well to do that, because ultimately all I'm doing is lying to myself. So,
yeah, I think there's something really powerful too about the aspect of you're going through a more shared experience with a group of people that, you know, like I've heard over and over again from traders, man, this is really lonely. You know, like, I don't have anybody to talk to. Like, when I'm having a crappy day, like, I can't talk to my spouse or my partner or whomever, right? They just don't get it. And so, you know, the fact that, aside from the fact that these are traders who struggle with a lot of the same things, the mindset and other things, the fact that you're also aligned in how you trade, looking for similar entries and where you're going to, you know, manage your risk and those kinds of things can be super supportive. Not only do you have the accountability partner that will call you out afterwards, but you also know, hey, you know, three other guys are taking the same trade. Like, you know, it kind of helps to boost the confidence a little bit too. You've done the work. You're all kind of taking the trade. You're all going to have the shared experience, right?
Yeah, 100%. In that. Yeah, 100%. And you're right. It is like, even though I'm part of the group, it is lonely. Like my day job, I mean, I'm an ex sales general sales manager for Audi UK. So the car manufacturer Audi.
Yeah.
So I'm used to being around people, and I'm used to having a team of people around me where I'm, you know, if I'm having a crap day, I know who to go and speak to. You know, if I need to vent, you know, I know who that person would be. Or, you know, you're always interacting with people, and doing that for so long, and then obviously being part of the police where, you know, when you're in the community, you're always involved with talking to people, whether it's your sergeant, whether it's your partner, whether it's the members of the public, you're always interacting with someone, and there's always somebody to speak to. So if I was having a crap day, you kind of vent it in a manual way, because you know that you're going to get to speak to someone, and it kind of alleviates that problem. So to go from that for so many years to then just being on my own all day, and it is literally you versus you, and you can get in your head so easily. You have to really be headstrong with it. And that's something that I knew I needed to work on, and I will need to carry on working on more than the gym. Like the gym has been part of my life for such a long time, and I've done it for many, many years, and I love it, and I love going. But I've come to the realization now that working on my mindset is a lot more important now than the physical aspects of going to the gym. So I always make that a priority every single day. And I don't do anything until that part of my day is done, because I know how much of an impact it's going to have, not only on performance, but focus, you know, the results, how I'm going to feel at the end of the day, you know, if I don't take a winning trade, you know, all these things I need to recognize are going to be the main things that are going to keep me in the longevity of trading. Because when I first started trading, I genuinely thought that people would start and would finish because they've run out of money or they've blown their account. I don't believe that's true now. I think a lot of people don't do it because their mind gives up, and I think it becomes too much, and I think it becomes too much of a burden, and it and I get it, and I can completely understand it, because there's been so many times where I've wanted to quit. There's been so many times where I've stared and I've looked at the charts and I've just burst into tears, and not knowing why I've done that, other than through sheer frustration. I knew that it was important that if I was to carry on within trading, how much I needed to work on that. And I still do. Like, I get through one thing and I think, oh, I've conquered that. And then something else comes and I think, oh my God, there's something else I've got to deal with now. And then you get through that and then something else comes along and I'm like, oh my God, this is like never ending. But I think the more you go through those processes, the more you realize you can get through them. So that first bit that I always used to struggle was with losing. I couldn't face losing. It was a really big problem for me. And then I overcame that issue. and something else came along then, and then something else. But the more that that happens, the more I think, and I can look back and go, John, you know, do you remember when you had an issue losing? Well, you got through that. Then do you remember when you were going through this problem? Well, you got through that as well. So this is going to be no different. So I think as much as sometimes we can use that side of things to be a negative thing, we can also use it as a plus as well to recognize that actually those failures can make you stronger and also can make you realize that if you can get through them, then everything else is plain sailing from there. That's one of the things that I try and work on every single day. And it's difficult. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's really hard, and it's not something that's going to solve itself overnight. And I think anyone who's got those expectations of a quick fix, it's almost like those people that want to lose weight fast. Yeah. You know, it might work for 3 or 4 weeks, but as soon as you stop, you're going to balloon the weight back on again. So it's almost like a temporary fix.
Yeah.
You know, anyone that wants to get in decent shape, anyone that wants that longevity of a good physique, it's going to take time to work on that. And it takes many, many years. And the mind is no different. So if you've got that mentality, and it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit to the, let's say, the hypothetical fat side, then, you know, there's no quick fixes for it. You've got to just really work at it and have that continuity and keep showing up every day and keep doing the reps. That's the most important thing is keep giving it your all and not giving up.
Yeah, I love that. I do a lot of mindset coaching as part of the coaching work I do. And one of the first things I tell people, you know, I'll ask them like, well, how old are you? And usually it's like, I'm 30, I'm 35, 40, whatever. And I'll tell them, I'm like, well, listen, you've got, you know, 35 years of thinking in the same way. You know, that's the baggage that you have to learn how to change. And, you know, 35 years of this, and it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a week. Like, it takes time. No. You know, just like if you let your body go for 35 years, like, you're not going to overnight, you know, look like you, right? It's going to take that time and effort and that, you know, that 1% everyday improvement that's going to work. And I think we tend to discount on the mindset side. We discount how hard it is to work through those things. Cause we think, oh, it's just changing my mind. Like, I can do that. I can read a book. I can watch a YouTube video. And unfortunately it isn't that easy as you've come to find out as well. Right.
No. And you know, the correlation between trading and going to the gym couldn't be further apart, but they're very similar in the same respect as well, because you need that same mentality, you need that same drive, and you need that same understanding that, like, exactly like you said, like, I've heard over the years so many people have said to me, oh, John, you know, I've been going to the gym now for 6 weeks and I'm not looking any different. And I'm like, how many years of bad habits have you had?
Yeah, right.
You
know,
with your diet, and how many years have you not trained for, and you're telling me after 6 weeks you're down and you're depressed because you're not changing? Like, for fuck's sake, seriously. You know, that's the same approach that people take with trading. It's almost like and mindset. You know, if you've got a really unhealthy mindset, it's not going to change overnight. You've got to really work at it. And I think that's the problem that most people have. They don't want to put the time and effort in. And unfortunately, anything that's worth getting, it's not easy. And, you know, at the end of the day, if having a great physique was easy, everyone would be walking around like a Greek god, and they're not. You know, if trading was easy, we'd all be millionaires by now, and we're not. And it's not for everyone, and I get that. But, you know, it's not something that can be taken lightly, and you've got to really, really work at it. And one of the other things as well that I can relate to sort of gym training and trading is this victim mentality that people seem to have. And for me, that is only excuses that people make, is that, you know, that victim sort of side of things, that people say, oh, you know, this shit's happened to me, or that stuff's happened to me. And I'm like, man, you know, you don't know the half of it. But, you know, I'm not here to try and say to people, you know, those things didn't happen, nor do you need to forget your past. But there has to come a point where you have a choice, and you can either, and I've said this so many times, I say it on the stage all the time, that you can either argue for your limitations, or you can make a plan to succeed despite the challenges that you've had in your life. And, you know, we as people can either choose to let those circumstances define us forever, or we can choose to use them as fuel and determination to succeed, depending on what it is. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's trading, whether it's opening a business, it doesn't matter. You can relate it to everything in life. Not to generalize in terms of putting people in a, you know, successful people in a pigeonhole, but you'll find that the majority of those that are successful, so, you know, the Jeff Bezos of the world, the Elon Musk, you know, even right down to, you know, our mentor in the Academy, M7, the truly successful people started with nothing and they struggled their way to success. And, you know, these 9 times out of 10, successful people didn't fall out of the sky. They fucking worked to get to where they want to be. Yeah. And I can assure you that every single one of their stories will be very, very similar. And they worked harder than the majority. They kept going when the majority of people, you know, gave up. And they suffered through failure and made sure that that wasn't the end. It was just rather a lesson. And ultimately went through hell, but was always focused on the end goal. And that's what I always tell myself. Like, I've been through all this and I'm still going through it. Like, I tend to find that I do work harder than a lot of people and I do keep going when others give up. And I've had so many failures in the last 16 months, but I know where my focus is and it's on that end goal. And I think very small, you know, there's a very small percentage of people that can understand that. You know, sadly, most people would rather argue for those limitations rather than know that literally there are no limitations. It's just in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. It's just in your head. I encounter that over and over and over again. In fact, you know, you mentioned something interesting, right? Which is that, you know, like people have these circumstances. And half the time when I'm talking to people, to other traders, it's not a circumstance. It's just their story about what happened. And we like to make up these stories about what happened. And if we have that victim story, we're never going to progress, right? We're not going to get through that. If we can look at what's actually happening more objectively and then kind of decide how we want to think about it, we have the ability to change our story. You know, people think, well, this happened to me in the past. Well, no, that's probably your perception. That's just your story about what happened. Like, what else could be true? And we don't tend to ask ourselves, you know, those kinds of questions. I love what you said too about failing. In fact, if I can bring it up here, I just want to bring up your Twitter account. By the way, you guys can start asking questions because we can get to some questions. I want to ask this question about, or I want to bring up. I gotta pick the right screen.
Oh,
hang on.
Oh God, right. I dread it. I dread what you get after me.
I got the right screen. I got your Twitter. Hang on. I can't share the screen. I can't share the screen and talk at the same time. Oh,
it's all right because I've got the other screen open, so I can see what you're showing.
Yeah. So let me just read this again. Scared of failing? That's the easy part. The real terror: being on your deathbed, staring at the ceiling, knowing you were too cowardly to chase the greatest version of yourself. Don't let that be your finale. Go big or regret it forever. One of the reasons I love that so much, John, is because recently I've had a number of discussions with a number of traders. And it's like a lot of times when I coach, it's amazing because like I'll have a period of time where like everybody's struggling with like this one thing. Failure has been one of the topics of the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we think of failure, you know, as when we're not getting the outcomes that we want, we think of that as being failure. But you fundamentally identify what I think is the best definition of failure here, which is quitting before you've even started.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you talk about like, hey, I went through all this failure in the last 16 months. Would you really classify that as failure? Honestly?
At the start, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think as you go on through the months, maybe, and again, this is just maturing with that mindset, right? So yeah. It's just understanding that actually they're not failures, they're just ways to learn and to be better. But at the start, yeah, I used to have this really terrible ideology that I was a complete failure. I couldn't grasp trading. I was stupid. And this all stems from, again, that it is kind of like a victim mentality. And that was something that I needed to address very, very quickly, because for me, I'm not academically strong, never have been. And I'm not saying that in a negative or I'm not downgrading myself. It's realistic. So I've never been an academic person. You know, academics was something that I just wasn't interested in. I left high school and that was it. And as far as I was concerned, my life had just completely got better because I didn't no longer had to go to school anymore because I hated it. So academics was never something that I could gel to. And I think it was because I wasn't good at it. So because if I'm not good at something, I think, you know, that always has an impact on your focus as well. So in terms of how I was last year, I look back and go, you know, oh my God, like, why didn't I pay more attention at school? Or why am I not more clever? Why can't I understand this like that person's understanding it? And I used to associate those down failure with failures. And they weren't. They were just, now I just recognize that I've just got to put in more work. I've just got to work maybe harder than what somebody else has to. And that's just a part of life. And that's just a part of anything. That's not just related to trading. That's with every aspect, because there's people that train in the gym that train the same amount of time that I have that look better than I do. Is that me? Have I failed at that? No, it's just that's a part of life. There'll always be somebody that will either get something or be better than you at something. During the part of 2023, I would say mid-23, it was classed as failure for me. And that was a real problem because it had a really hard impact on my mentality. But as the months have gone on and the strength that has come along with it and understanding things more, they're just lessons that I've learned from. And one of the biggest lessons that I had was in November. November was a really tough month for me because I had 3 weeks worth of losses. I had 15 trading days of losses, which accounts to 3 weeks. Yeah. Couldn't take a winning trade. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, loss. Weekend come. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, loss. And man, did that fucking, that was hard. That was so, so difficult. But now I look back at it and I think that was just something that I needed to go through, because now I'm at the point of where I don't care if I lose. So that was something that I can definitely say was a lesson that has impacted the way I am now. So as much as I probably looked at that back then and thought that that was a failure, it isn't. It was something that's made me stronger, because now I've been through that and I didn't lose my account. And I've got it all back. So to me, that's a positive. And I can look at that and think, well, actually, you know, you've been through probably the hardest thing that anyone's going to have to go through. And especially doing it full time as well, where I'm having to be at the charts every single day. Can you imagine after 10 days of losses, still go through that routine of getting up every morning and still wanting to sit at the charts, but I still did it.
John, I feel you, man. I feel you, man. I know what it's like. 100%. Yeah, that's hard.
But, you know, it's just lessons that need to happen. And unfortunately, some of the times, some lessons are harder to face than others. That's just part of life. And it's not just attributed to, you know, to trading. It's with any skill that you're learning. And, you know, M7 says this all the time, you know, would you expect to start boxing and then 6 months later want to step into the ring with Mike Tyson? Probably not. You'd want to probably train a little bit longer than 6 months. But that expectation of I'm ready to get in the ring with Mike Tyson is similar to, right, I started trading now, I should be profitable after 6 months. And if I'm not, why?
What's great about that is that you had a mentor that was helping to set your expectations. And I think that's where a lot of the failure mindset comes from. Like anybody who's listening to this, like if you're struggling with failure, ask yourself, am I really failing or do I have expectations and I'm not meeting the expectations? Maybe your expectations are wrong, right? So like just what you said, like you had a mentor that's saying, look, like you need to give this time. Like this is how much time it's going to take. When you can reset your expectations, you realize, hey, this is the journey I'm on. These are expected. It's expected that I'm not going to get the outcomes that I want every single week. It's expected that I might have a drawdown period. It's expected that I'm going to struggle with my mindset. And if you go into this with different expectations, your perception of failure might be a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think the other thing as well is because obviously trading is monetary related. So we're here to make money, right? At the end of the day. Yeah. But people focus on that too much. And that's where the problems come in.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just having someone drone into me every single week, performance over result, performance over result, because the more you perform and the better you perform, the better the results will happen. So for me, like, you know, a losing day now, it isn't a bad day if I perform well, if I did everything based on my trading plan and everything that was highest probability for that particular setup. If it didn't work out, then it doesn't matter because the performance is still high. The result just wasn't meant to be. And, you know, I know a lot of professional sports players have that same mentality. And that's something that, you know, I would always encourage people to go and to think about more is the performance over the results. Because when you're attached to money, the emotions are too much. And that's when you can start making mistakes. And that's when you start to go off the rails a little bit. When you focus on the performance aspect of it, the results kind of follow. And that's what, you know, that's what I'm finding now to be, you know, more prevalent than ever. I just got to continue with that. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn, especially from, you know, from M7, you know, and he's battered my head a few times. Like, we've had a few conversations one-on-one. I'm quite fortunate enough to get his one-on-one time sometimes when I need it. And I will never forget the 26th of May of last year was literally make or break. It was like, John, you need to sort your shit out, or you really need to make a decision on whether you stay in the academy or not. And it wasn't him saying, if you don't do this, you're getting kicked out. It was almost like, if you don't sort out this mentality that you've got, you're not going to last. So you might as well just quit now. And thankfully, I took the right path, and I took the path that he wanted me to take. But I'll never forget that conversation. And we've had numerous conversations since then. And, you know, it does help massively. You know, I do have, you know, great people within the academy who I'm really, really close to, who I would now consider friends. And that's one of the other things that I love about this as well, is like, it's not just about the trading, it's the friendships that I've forged as well. There's a few guys in that I speak to every single day, and I speak to them more than I speak to my own family.
I know the feeling.
You know, it's crazy. Like, I speak to one guy, and he's like my best friend. Like, you know, yeah. I've never met the guy, but it's like we have this friendship now that's been forged through trading over the internet. And it's really, really peculiar. But I speak to him more than I speak to my best mate. And I know I can tell him things without him judging. And I know he can tell me. And it's an amazing community to be part of, because, you know, how great would it be to be able to visit that person where he lives and vice versa, and, you know, see all these amazing people that you've been on this journey with. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I love it. So I just want to ask, so I actually titled this as what did I say? Like, finding the highest probability setups with data. And so it's probably worth us having a little bit of a discussion about what is this trading approach? Because it really is something that's different. I know you came into this like 15 months ago. I've been in the trading community for a number of years. And this is different. This is not like anything else I've ever seen, anything else I've ever traded. I love it. You know, I've completely switched over. I'm 100% trading DR, IDR stuff and principles. I think we should probably talk a little bit about it. Like, I don't know. It might make sense to maybe explain. So when you tell people what this is, like, how do you tend to describe it?
So the way that we're trading is using historical data based on the last 15 years worth of collected data in terms of retracements, extensions, timings. So it's time and price, retracement data, that sort of thing. So we're able to say with high probability where a certain price level is going to be within a certain time on a certain situation. So for example, we use the DR, which is the defining range. Now, one of the biggest bugbears that I have is a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's just a breakout. It's just a breakout system, and how you trade is no different to that. And whilst I understand why people might think that, especially with M7's original YouTube videos, there's a hell of a lot more to it. So I understand it's the breakout hour. So I get that. But within that structure of the defining range, we have data points that say at this particular time, this is where this, you know, price is highest probability to retrace before it extends. And that's what we're trading. We're trading historic data. So everything's data related. It's not it's not anything that I would imagine retail traders have used before. Like, obviously I'm quite new to the space, but from what I've seen in the past, like, I know there's certain concept that use historic data, that systems to take trades, but this I think is the only thing where it's purely based on data and nothing else.
No, I think, I mean, I don't know how I would explain it any way else. And you almost kind of have to see this stuff and see what the data says, you know, and what it's telling you, and then how to read the data before you actually kind of get it and understand it. But I've had this conversation on Reddit before, because, you know, people are like, oh, this is just exactly what you said. Oh, this is like ICT, or this is like this. And it's just this simple thing. And it is a misunderstanding from his original videos. And, and the, you know, one of the things that I love about this is it's the time part. It's been probably one of the things that has been one of the biggest impacts on me and the way that I trade, because anyone who's traded anything else can relate to the idea that you've got levels, and a lot of times you've got all the right levels and you know the direction of the trade. And so you're waiting for that level to come through, and maybe you get in when that level hits, but then maybe it kind of pops up past the level and you end up getting taken out, and then it goes in your direction. You're like, what the heck happened? There's a timing component that you cannot ignore. And so the time part of the data, I think, is extremely powerful, because it helps us to figure out not just where to get in, but when to get in and when to get out potentially as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you found the same thing in relative to the time component. I mean, this was all kind of new to you. So for you, this was kind of your first whole experience coming in here, and you don't have anything to compare it to. But for me, the time thing was incredibly helpful.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, bread and butter for DR trading is time and price. You know, with other things in the mix in terms of transitional trades, when certain models within defining ranges of each session are broken. But that's where the hard work comes into it, because there is an argument to say that's more discretional. But purely trading the data, there is a level of discretion to a degree, because what I might find as a retracement cluster might not be the same that you might look at. Mm-hmm. And from a time element, you know, that's undeniably not going to be any different. That's fixed and is laid to the ground. So we can never get that wrong. So yeah, I agree with the time element is an important factor. Where we were using Lens last year, which is our database for determining these retracement clusters and timings, we now have Quantex, which is, if you imagine, I don't know, maybe Lens being that.
Can I show that? Does M7 show that in any of his YouTube videos? I don't want to show it if like it's not.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
So probably okay if I showed it really quick, because I think it's really powerful to see.
Yeah, so Lens is like your high-end car, you know, I don't know, Audi, BMW, but then Quantex is that next level, and that's your supercar. You know, that's really drilling down into what you can have as granular data. You can change the timings from 30-minute buckets to 5 to 15. You know, you can go as granular as you want. It's just next level. And this is only version 1 of Quantex that you're showing now, but yeah, this is going to incorporate a machine learning aspect to trading as well, which is super exciting. And M7's already started showing us that machine learning part of how Quantex will deliver the data. But yeah, that just gives you a very, you know, without going into too much detail, because I don't know what he shows and what he doesn't, but there you've got what asset you're trading, the confirmation direction of the defining range, what day it is, whether it was a short confirmation or a true, the time that happened, and then this gives you those probabilities of where you're expected the price to extend, so it's max extension, how many data sets you've got to compare that against in terms of how many historic times has that happened. You've then got your M7 retracements and max retracements. So those are your clusters that we were talking about. Yep. The bottom left is your timings. So if you look at that, there is a high cutoff point at 11. So, you know, this is where we look at it as DR traders and say, okay, if price is aligning within a cluster at that time, there's a high probability that that's the retracement done for the day.
Yeah.
We've got high, you know, a very good chance that the short aspirations will come in. And as long as it matches the extension target and we've still got room to extend to that, then it's a high probability trade. And literally that's just the basics of using this system. There's a lot more to it. You know, you can't just come in and expect after sort of 2 or 3 months to be really good at this. It's taken a hell of a long time
There's a ton of data. and because of that, there's so many different, like you said before, like there's when you get into some of these kind of different parts of the chat, you do get lots of different perspectives about, hey, I think it's going this way or that, or coming back to here or there or going there. And so it's because you're learning how to interpret this data, but the data is extremely powerful. And when you like, I already know what you're, you know, how you progressed, because it's the same answer for everyone who's in the academy. But do you just want to explain how do you get to the point where you start from here and where now you're actually taking consistently successful trades? You just got to put
the hours in. I've probably accumulated over 3,000 worth of hours since I've been doing this, and that's probably not enough. I probably need to do 10,000, so I'm still 7,000 short. But showing up every day and doing the same thing every single day, and it's repetitive and it can be boring. But going to the gym is repetitive and boring, but we feel good about it because we can see the change in the way that we look. So trading is the same. It's repetitive. It's boring, but ultimately, it's going to give us that, that end goal at the end, which is, I don't know, it's different for everyone, but ultimately, to have freedom and money, where you don't have to have a boss to respond to every day. So, you know, it's just you have to put the hours in and you have to put the time in, and it's like with anything in the world that you're ever trying to do. If you're learning a new skill, you've got to put the hours in. It's like, you know, if you want to learn an instrument, you're not just going to pick up an instrument and start playing it and expect to be good after a couple of hours. Learning a new language, you know, you can't expect to be fluent after a couple of months. I'm sure there might be people or someone in the world that can because they're clever like that, but I'm talking generalistic. And this is the same, you know, you can't expect to look at that data and expect to be able to read it in a proficient way after a couple of months. You know, you have to put the hours in, and the back testing is so crucial. Like it's so important. Like on my metrics only started, I can't remember when we got introduced to metrics. I think it might've been September of last year. Maybe.
Yeah, just for everybody, metrics is a tool that's part of the community that allows you to put your back tests in.
Yes.
And then allow you to analyze it.
So I'd done a lot of back tests prior to that, but you know, even my metrics from October still showing 1,000 back tests.
Yeah.
And I haven't put the others in because I can't transfer them over. So, you know, I've done a lot of back testing, and I probably still need to do more. And I still do it. And I'm never going to stop doing that because I think there's still an important element of learning, even, you know, to a degree of after 20 years, you know, M7 still looks at back testing and still re-engineers, you know, his trades. So if he's doing that after 20 years, you know, what makes me think that I shouldn't be doing it after 14 or 16 months?
This is really huge. Like just regardless of, and I think you mentioned this earlier, and I think this is worth calling out. You said like, there's lots of different ways to trade. It's one of the draws to trading for people is that it's the ultimate playground for creativity. You can come up with virtually any set of rules and probably find a way to actually make them successful. But the way to make them successful is this work. It's the back test work. It's the measuring, it's the analyzing, it's the looking at the data. And I don't mean the data that we showed. I mean, like when you're looking at your back test data, trying to, you know, find the right filters that filter out the bad trades, but allow you to keep a lot of the good trades. That's a lot of work. And most of us in the community who've been around for any amount of time probably literally have thousands of back tests that we've done. And I still back test really heavily. I'm spending at least a couple hours a day usually back testing because I'm continuing to develop and filter and kind of improve, you know, kind of my approaches. So I just think that's worth a call out that, you know, that this is the work that's involved. And it's, you know, we talked earlier about the mindset work. This is the actual skill work, and you cannot skip either one of these things. You can't skip the mindset work. You can't skip the skill work either. They're absolutely crucial for success.
And it can be really difficult, and I get it. And you know, you've just got to really keep focused on that end goal and understand that you've got to put the work in order to reap the rewards. And, you know, none of this is going to be gifted to us. You know, we're given really amazing tools within the academy, an amazing teaching platform. You know, we get lives where even I can follow. And, you know, I look at it as academic, but I really enjoy the lives. Like, I've never missed one live. I think I was having an MRI scan at the time, so I couldn't listen to the live. So what? I think you can let me off for that. But that's what you need to do. And I can hand on heart tell you, since we started the academy, I have not missed a single live other than that time.
Amazing.
And we have them 3 times a week with M7, and I've not missed a single one. And I'm not trying to blow my own trumpet, but these are the things that you got to do. You just got to show up. Yeah. And if I didn't show up to half of these and I didn't do my back testing and I didn't put the hours in, how can I then look at it and moan about what the results are? Because, you know, I wouldn't have the right to do that. And I think that's the difficulty that some people are facing coming into the academy now. It's quite overwhelming, and there's a lot of content and there's a lot of material to get through. But I think the problem is people try and skip steps because they want to get to that end bit, or they want to catch up to where we are now. Because that's another point that needs to be brought up. Like, within the chat side of things on Discord, people are posting the charts and the trades every single day. And I think, you know, from somebody coming in new, they can look at that and go, oh my God, like, what do I need to do that? And they probably skip, there's probably 10 steps and they skip the first 5 and then start on step 5 and then wonder why they can't do it. And it's really, really important that if you're going to come in, you just start at the beginning. As tough as it is, you just got to start right at the start and work your way through, and eventually it'll pay off. And trust me, like, this is not downgrading myself, but if I can do it and get to where I am today, and I've still got a long way to go, like, there's so much more I need to do, but if I can do what I'm doing currently, then anybody can. And, you know, that's a given, because I'm not a clever person. I'm a very visual person. I have to have visuals. So I'm almost like, you know, that person that I can't, don't get me wrong, I can read. So I'm not saying I can't read.
I'm wondering, hey, what's going on here?
if you're going to compare it to something, it's like that person that reads cartoons or a picture book would benefit more from somebody that would be reading. That's me. I'm a very, I have to have visuals. And if I've got that visual, my memory can retain that information a lot quicker. Yeah. But my point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, that if I can come into this academy and get to the stage of where I'm at now, and I've got a hell of a long way to go, then, you know, anybody can do it. They've just got to give themselves the time, and they've got to invest in themselves and give themselves that allowance to get to that stage, and not just think that this is going to be a fast track to making profits. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's been kind of a consistent thing, you know, that I've heard, you know, from the traders who are making it, the traders who are actually making it work. It's setting the reasonable expectations, right? Working through the challenges and obstacles that come in the way and putting in the work, you know, just putting in the work. And I think those are just key things that we have to remember day in and day out, even when it gets really, really rough.
Yeah, 100%. And it gets rough for everybody. But at the same time, you know, you've got to just understand that that's just part of the process that you've got to go through as traders. But like I said, and I'll keep saying till the day's end, that we are very, very fortunate to be in the position that we're in within the DR Academy, because I don't care what anybody says. They might say I'm biased. They might say, well, you know, I don't really have any experience outside of it. I don't need it to understand that we've got a great mentor who cares and gives a shit. And that's so important to have that backing and that person that gives you that that level of attention, you know, on a weekly basis. And, you know, this guy doesn't need to show up 3 times a week, doesn't need to be spending the hours that he does to try and develop the systems that we have. You know, I'm sure people within his world thinks he's crazy for doing it. You know, why would somebody who's coming out of an institution want to go and trade a load of mushrooms, how to trade, and spend the last 16 months of his life just stuck in his Dubai apartment, you know, teaching people how to trade? But that to me, I'll always be thankful for, and I'll always be, you know, I'll always appreciate that, because we are very fortunate that we have that, as well as the other things that come with it. So yeah, I mean, you know, anybody who's not in the academy, and I'm not trying to plug it, because I'm a paying student, like I pay like everybody else. But yeah, you know, if you're really serious about wanting to trade, and you know, you've paid, you know, upteen amounts of gurus to trade, teach you how to trade, and you've still not got there, then I urge anybody to have a look into the academy and see what it's all about. And even just to have a look at the free YouTube videos that are on there gives you an idea. But like I said, the YouTube videos can be quite deceptive in a way, because it just looks like it's trading defining ranges, which yeah, it is, but there's a lot more to it than that. And you know, we have a lot more arsenal to help us trade with, and data being the most important. So yeah.
Yeah. Neither one of us are affiliates. There's no affiliate program. So no. Like,
well, that's the crazy thing, right, Taylor? People say, oh, like, John, you're paid by M7 to say the stuff that you say. And I get DMs of people saying, you know, what's the affiliate program like? And, you know, people being sarcastic by it. And I just say, listen, like, I am just a regular guy that was a car sales manager 16 months ago that didn't have a fucking clue about trading. And I stumbled upon a YouTube video with this German guy that sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He does.
Talking about trading. And for those that don't know, like, I'd listened to ICT videos prior to that. So I had actually thought, because to put into context, my brother-in-law started trading back in September of last year. So it was something that I knew was happening, but I didn't quite understand what was going on. So someone mentioned ICT. So I looked at one of the videos, and please, you know, don't, for those that are listening, if they find this offensive, whatever, I'm telling you the truth. I would use that as a sleep story, as opposed to trying to utilize that to try and learn from, because
yeah,
I think you could condense a lot of what was said into 10 minutes as opposed to 2 hours worth of ranting. And I'm just like, oh my God, if this is what trading's like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And then I stumble upon this YouTube video, M7 starts talking, and genuinely, this is, again, I'm only being genuine. 3 hours into it, I'm still watching it because I'm engrossed by it, but I haven't a clue what the fuck's going on, because I've never traded before. But I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, how he's showing this? This is fucking easy. Yeah. And if this is what trading's like, and then all of a sudden from that, there came the announcement of, listen, we're starting an academy, and, you know, do you want to be part of it, kind of thing. And that was it. History's, you know, been written, and the rest of it doesn't matter anymore. But yeah, like I said, we're fortunate with that, because I think that's important as well. Is like, maybe people will comment on how the delivery of the content is throughout the academy, but you got to understand, like, this is the first time the DR Academy's ever been, you know, was ever made last year. You know, there wasn't one prior to it. It was almost like, it was like a trial and error. What would work, what wouldn't work. And, you know, you've got to,
yes, it was.
People still don't understand that to this day, that he'd never done this before. So as much as it was almost like he was going into the teaching world, as much as I was going into the trading world, it was all new to him and to the team. So there needed to be that element of trial and error. But all that aside, the delivery of the lives and how he teaches on the live is so self-explanatory. Like, it's just the easiest thing in the world to follow. And that's the biggest thing that I love most about the lives, is when you're watching them, you understand what he's talking about. It's not complex. It's not a different language. It's not stuff that would be difficult to understand. You can relate to it. And that's super important, I think, for anyone teaching, is to have that delivery. Because I'm sure, and I know, because I'm friends with a guy that teaches ICT, I'm sure his delivery of ICT teachings would be a lot better than how ICT would do it. But it doesn't mean he's better. It just means he's better at delivery. But that's something else that we're fortunate with as well, is, you know, he might not have experience in teaching people, but M7 has this way of making you know, just want to listen. And I'm sure that if we did a marathon of lives where he was on for 24 hours, people would be on for that amount of time and would want to listen. And that's the super cool thing about it. So we are very fortunate.
Yeah, 100%. I feel that way too. You know, like I said earlier, I've shifted. I mean, I was trading entirely different stuff. And then I actually have a friend that that join the Academy. And he said, Taylor, you gotta look at this. And I promise you, Taylor, as soon as you start looking at this, you're going to dump everything that you do. And I'm like, no way. Like I'm doing fine. And sure enough, I got in. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's not only innovative. It's not only the most innovative trading approach that's come along in decades, honestly, like we have to be very clear about this. This has not been done before. And it's just insanely innovative. But it, like you said, it just makes sense. It just, for me, it just clicked. It was just clicked. Yeah. And it's the happy medium. So anyone who's actually, you know, depending on where you're at in your trading, I always like to say like there's discretion. Here, let me do my little, can you see? There's discretionary trading on the one end of the spectrum. And then there's mechanical on the other end of the spectrum. There's pros and cons to both. Right? Like it doesn't matter what you choose, there's going to be pros and cons. This just has such a nice, happy mixture of a little bit of discretion, quite a bit of mechanical in it. And it helps to really alleviate a lot of the mindset challenges that come along with discretionary trading. It makes things very clear when you're supposed to enter, where you're supposed to enter. And for me, it just really resonated. And so like yeah. you know, yeah, those first few months, a little rough, but
yeah, I mean, it is. And like, you've got to have that, you know, you've got to have that realistic vision that it's not just going to happen overnight. And literally, like I keep telling myself, like, I'm still not at that point of where, you know, where I'm ultimately going to end up. And that's cool. And I'm all right with that. And I've come a long way from where I was 3 months ago. I've come a long way from where I was 6 months ago. And I've come a long way from where I was 16 months ago. Yeah. And it's forever learning. But we're in a very fortunate position where you said like everything is, it's never been done before. And I think that either really entices people to want to join or it really scares people because they don't know and what they don't know, they fear. But I can tell you something now, if you fear it and you don't want to get to know, you'll be left behind. And I can hand on heart say that with high confidence, because the stuff that I get to see, that the Academy is shown, how we've developed from where we were 6, 7, 8 months ago to where we are now, this isn't stopping. You know, this is always going to be continual to learn, and it's always going to improve. Like I mentioned, you know, the Quantex is only version, I think called Prism first, and then it was changed to Quantex. But then that's going to change and then be, you know, have machine learning elements to it. So it's always developing. And I think it's just crazy how that tech is coming into the retail world. And like you said, it's never been done before. And I'm so psyched to be part of like the first generation students. Like I'm day one.
Yeah.
It's like people take the piss out of me and call me an M7 fanboy. Like I don't give a shit. I don't care. Like, I think the guy's cool as fuck. I think he's mint. He's showing his true colors to me. Like, you know, so, you know, those people that say, oh, he's this, that, and the other. Listen, I can tell you from experience, you know, he's got people's best interests at heart. And, you know, yeah, it's just a fortunate position to be in. And like I said, you know, I don't think, you know, those that have experienced it, that have put in the work, would say any different. Yes, we've had a few bad eggs, but let's be honest, have those bad eggs put in the work? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Those that genuinely put in the work, that are genuine to themselves, who put in the work, you can't fail at this. It's impossible to fail at it. You know, he's given us an amount of data. He's given us so many back tests to prove that, you know, you can be profitable with the lowest of win rate, you know, and as long as you're consistent and keep on, you know, keep on doing what you need to do, you will be profitable. So it's just about that person really, because at the end of the day, you can be given all the best tools in the world, but if you haven't got the right mindset to execute it, then it's kind of pointless and it's redundant. And that's where I was struggling with at the start. And I think it wasn't about being able to read the data or, you know, being able to understand what he's teaching. It was the demons that I had to deal with within myself, which I'm still continually doing every single day. Yeah, it's just great to be part of the world and the trading world, should I say, and be in the Academy. So
I love it. Dude, I really appreciate you. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the work you put in. I appreciate the example. I appreciate what you're doing for our community. So thank you. Thank you so much. I was so excited to meet you and totally met all my high expectations.
I'm sorry that I didn't have a camera. I'm apologizing.
Don't worry about it.
Next time we can, if there's a next time we can get that on. But yeah, thanks for having me. It was, it's good to share because I think sometimes, the Twitter space, the social media can be full of positives. It can become, this person's doing that, that person's doing that. But they don't ever talk about the struggles that people are having. They don't ever talk about those issues. And it's almost like they're non-existent and they never happened. So when you're going through them, you think you're on your own with it because nobody else is expressing those feelings. But I can tell you now that you're not. And every trader will go through it. If you don't, you're one of the very few.
You're an outlier.
Yeah, you're in the 1% of people that didn't struggle from a mental aspect of it. So you're not on your own. It's just people choose to only show you what they want to, what they want to show. And ultimately, yeah, it's only ever going to be positive stuff. But I was transparent on the last podcast that I was on in regards to, the mental aspects. I'm always talking about this on the student stages. I'll always talk about this openly to people that, I've been through a hell of a lot of struggles and you're not on your own with it, but you just got to keep on, you just got to keep on going through it and keep showing up and keep putting in the work, and ultimately it will pay off. It'll pay off and you'll get to a stage of where you'll look back and think, fuck me, that was a hell of a journey.
Yeah.
Because I will do. I know I will. I know I'll look back in another, in another 4, 5, 6 years and go, oh my God, like where I am now, like that story was amazing.
Yeah.
It's been fucking hard to get through it, but fuck me, what a story it was to get there. And that's exciting. That's an exciting part as well, to be able to look back at that and think, shit, I'm so glad I didn't give up. Because like I said, there's been so many times where I've wanted to do it, but I can't give up. It's not something that I can do. I have to keep going until it either kills me or I end up being really successful at it. That's just who I am.
I'm going to die or succeed. I love it.
But that's the intensity, right? That's the intensity.
You have to have it.
Yeah. And this is a little bit of a joke. It's not a joke, but like people find this maybe funny, but in 2019, before COVID kicked in, I was sat at my desk at work and I went, do you know what? I want better teeth. I don't like my teeth. I want better teeth. Within 2 weeks, I'd flown to a different country and got a new set of railings. But that's what I have to do. I've got something in my head. I have to do it until it happens. Because if I don't do it, it'll plague me forever.
We all need a little bit of that. You could somehow pass that little fairy dust out to everybody to make sure, it's just, that little OCD.
It's stupid that, but that's truthful. Like I was sat there thinking, oh, well, I want new teeth. And then I couldn't stop thinking about having new teeth. And I thought, right, I need to go through and I need to do this. And I did it until I got new teeth.
Well, I want to know, curious. I want to know all the little things that you've obsessed over throughout your whole life. That would be an amazing little book to read.
There's been a lot of them, but there's also been a lot of stuff where I've actually recognized that it's not good as well. And I've had to really, shape up on that, because ultimately that was only going to have a negative effect on my trading career. So, we talk about the trading aspect and what the academy brings, but I've not mentioned the mindset kind of thing, because that's really at the forefront of M7's mind all the time. Because yes, of course we want to trade, and yes, of course we want to learn new things, and yes, we want to see what he's got to deliver next. But I think people really don't realize the importance of the mind aspect of it and how he drills it into us. And we're fortunate we have Lewis as well, who's our performance coach, who's brilliant. And we have a performance session every Sunday that's just dedicated to mindset and improving that, and how to enhance that and have a better quality of life. And that's another cool thing about the academy, that it's not just about trading. It's about having a really strong mindset and how we can utilize the tools that we're given within the academy to help better ourselves. And that's something, again, that I'll always be thankful for M7, is being able to shape my mind to be in a better position and to be in a better place than it was, a year ago. So, if all else fails and, I do kill myself trading, at least I'll have had a better mindset.
That's right. I love it. All right, my friend. You guys can follow John on, also known as Twist, on Twitter. So it's at, it, let me get this right, TWI5TZ?
Yes, I think so.
TWI5. You had to do the five, right? Because they don't allow a dollar sign.
Yes. That's true. Yeah. I think someone might have taken it. I can't remember, but yeah. Yeah. Either way. But yeah.
Love it. All right, you guys. Thanks a ton for showing up and being here. And thank you again, John. This was amazing.
No worries, mate. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel at The Profit Factor on YouTube. But if you really want to amp up your trading game, take a look at my Consistency Accelerator program. This is a program that was designed to systematically help you become consistently profitable. It includes coaching and course material around edge, process, and even mindset. Check it out at www.getthepropitfactor.com.